We are operating within the constitution of South Sudan, which gives the people of South Sudan the right to freely assemble, to freely speak their minds about what is going on in the country. We are preparing, we are building teams, we are reaching out to groups, and we are planting cells for people to come out and clarifying why they should be coming out.
Several statements from the coalition have been signed by 2 to 3 members. In my conversation with you right now, you are using the word we. We. Who are you with?
We are working with the people of South Sudan. Obviously, this is not a private company. This is a public interest group that is mobilizing the people of South Sudan to rise up and to demand their rights. So we are working with a lot of people inside South Sudan and outside the country. And obviously, whatever we are doing is for the majority of the people of South Sudan. That's why we keep making reference to we. The coalition is not for those who have signed the declaration. It is for those whose interests we are advocating for.
I've been following developments with this coalition for quite a long time and reading every statement that you issue. And one thing that caught my eye in your latest statement was that you are proposing a 4,000% increase in the salaries of civil servants. That sounds like an unrealistic demand.
Not at all. We are looking at the salaries of soldiers. For example, if a soldier now makes 1,200, in the current exchange rate, you are talking about $2 or $1.50. And so what we want to do, if we increase that by 4,000%, it will be about £48,000. That is just about $50 a month. That is not too much to ask for, isn't it?
You seem to be targeting the soldiers here, asking the government to pay soldiers your proposed 4,000% increase. Why soldiers when everybody in the country is suffering?
We are not talking about soldiers being paid that. I was just giving you an example. We are saying all the salaries of civil servants should be increased by 4,000%. And that is what would be the livable wage given the current market in South Sudan. If you pay, for example, in the ministries, there are people called messengers. Messengers almost make the same amount as soldiers. The bare minimum amount they need to survive is about £50,000 per month.
Abraham, you sound like you are trying to entice the people of South Sudan using their conditions so that they can come out on the streets to protest. But you are making these demands in a country that is cash-trapped. Where is the government going to get that amount of money to pay its huge workforce?
You have to remember, we are an oil-producing state, and oil is still flowing in South Sudan. And to ask for ordinary citizens of South Sudan to be paid a minimum of $50 is not something that is too much, and it is not beyond the capacity of the government to afford. We do have resources. They are just misallocated. And so, for example, we are currently building a road that is going to cost us $2 billion, and 1 kilometer is $5 million. Do we need that road really if our people cannot afford food? Why don't we redirect that money to serve the basic needs of people first?
Your coalition, since its inception, has been issuing statements, if you like, every week or every 2-3 days. What makes you different from other holdout groups who have done nothing but just writing statements from foreign capitals?
Well, we have never seen a group of people writing and issuing statements saying that we want the people of South Sudan to rise up to follow their rights. All these other groups, except the Red Card Movement, which had been asking people to rise up. We are different. We have a strong organization on the ground. We live among our people. That will make us very different. And we are also non-violent. We are not asking anybody to throw a stone at anyone or at any material.
Abraham, it's a common knowledge that the only protest or demonstration allowed on the streets of South Sudan is either a government state-managed demonstration. Why are you encouraging people to go on the streets when you know that demonstrations when you know that any protest against the government will be met with brutality?
The other option is to keep, make our people slaves. If they want to be slaves in their own country, then they should fear. But if they want to be free and first-class citizens, this is their right to come out and demonstrate. And obviously the government will scare them. But if they actually come out of the street, the government will not shoot them. They know what the consequences are. We can hold them accountable, and they will be, and they will be, and they will be taken to the Hague. They know that it is crime against international law to kill or to brutalize peaceful demonstrators.
Abraham, are you going to be part of this protest or demonstrations on the streets of Juba or on the streets of wherever you are?
Obviously, I'm the one organizing this, so with my colleagues, so we will be there. Nobody organizes something that they are not part of. Absolutely, I'm assuring you that. I will be on the street somewhere in South Sudan. It doesn't have to be in Juba. It could be in Juba, it could be in Ye, or it could be in Reng, but I will be somewhere on the streets in South Sudan.